The bill is called Democracy is Strengthened by Casting Light on Spending in Elections, or for short, its acronym, Disclose Act. It's been introduced in Congress since 2010, and now Democrats are making a big push for the bill. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York says the disease of dark money has spread like a cancer. He says the Disclose Act has a simple premise.
A healthy democracy is a transparent democracy, one where billionaires and mega corporations don't have a free pass to exploit loopholes in campaign finance in order to spend billions in anonymous campaign contributions. That is the antithesis of democracy. Someone having unequal power because they have huge amounts of money and no one even knowing what they're doing.
He was speaking at a Senate Rules Committee hearing on the bill. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island spoke as a witness in support of the bill, saying, "We've seen a tsunami of slime distort our politics and corrode our democracy."
Dark money groups funded and organized the rally before the January 6th attack on the Capitol and perpetuate the big lie today. Bad enough. But behind and beside the Trump mob's violent insurrection attempt has run a slow-motion coup d'etat by secretive special interests surreptitiously, incrementally taking over government power. Madam Chair, left to rot, left to fester, dark money will rot the very foundation of our republic.
Supporters of the measure include the League of Women Voters. Virginia Case Solomon is the CEO of the League.
We have seen that without transparency, candidates and election officials fall into the trap of valuing donors and their priorities above the needs of voters and everyday citizens. Such deprioritization of voters only breeds distrust in the Republic and those who lead it. There should be little question that this runs counter to the spirit of our democracy and a government of, by, and for the people.
Daniel Weiner is Director of Elections and Government Programs at the Brennan Center for Justice.
In a time of resurgent authoritarianism around the world, with hostile actors looking to benefit from instability and division in the United States, reinforcing guardrails to prevent manipulation of our political process could not be more critical.
One witness opposed the Disclose Act. David Keating is president of the Institute for Free Speech, a group that supports deregulating political money. He says the bill threatens free speech and could put in danger people with minority views.
It would make some disclaimers longer than the time or space available for the ad. It would publicly expose the names and addresses of many supporters of nonprofit causes, putting Americans at risk of harassment and retaliation for their beliefs. Now, these legal and compliance costs will force many smaller groups to self-censor. It would definitely increase the cost of criticizing the government.
Supporters of the measure say it's bipartisan, noting that historically, most dark money has gone to Republican candidates, but in 2020, it favored Democrats. But there was no Republican support on the Rules Committee. Senator Ted Cruz is a Republican from Texas. He calls the bill blazingly unconstitutional, saying Democrats no longer believe in First Amendment free speech. He says the bill just targets speech that the left does not like.
Unfortunately, with this bill, that is combined by the recent willingness of the left to engage in threats of violence and intimidation against speech they don't like. We saw that with Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots all across this country, with Democrat politicians turning a blind eye, that culminated in the current Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, raising money to bail out of jail violent rioters threatening fellow citizens.
Senate Leader Schumer has vowed to bring the bill to the Senate floor for a vote. There, its fate seems likely to be the same as it has been for the last decade. But Schumer remains committed to the issue.
Passing this bill has never been more important than it is today. As MAGA Republicans pass sweeping voter suppression laws, it's more urgent than ever to tilt the playing field back in favor of the American people and restore faith in the democratic process.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.